Oil and gas companies already have leased more than 38 million acres of public land, and the new report says there's no need for them to target other parcels that adjoin national parks and areas with wilderness, historic, and recreation value. The Wilderness Society report names a dozen locations in eight states it says are too wild to drill. Utah is home to two of those sites, Arches National Park and Desolation Canyon. Nada Culver is with the Wilderness Society. She says 25 million acres of the land currently leased have not been developed.
That's a lot of land about the size of the state of Florida that they're sitting on. That is public land that belongs to everyone, and it's not being produced, but it's being tied up, and it is a concern here and everywhere else.
Culver says the BLM in Utah has instituted a master leasing plan process and is doing a better job than some states of balancing multiple uses on the land that the agency controls. Now, the report does mention a plan to allow almost 1,300 oil and gas wells in the Desolation Canyon area that gained BLM approval about a year ago. And Culver says conservation groups are asking the agency to pare down the plan by a few hundred wells and keep them off the land closest to the canyon.
They certainly got a lot of pressure from this company claiming that it was really important to drill this area. We don't think anything could be more important when there's already more than 1,000 wells that could be drilled to take the opportunity to protect wilderness and wildlife and water and recreation and cultural history.
The report also notes that 1 million people visit Arches National Park every year. They say most likely to see the natural stone arches and not oil and gas wells. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.